prison, you had a candle and a tray. So we know the rule is that if you put looks intentionally on something, it becomes a bosses and you can't move it. But if you forgot it, you can shake it off. Yeah. The reason why it's permitted to shake it off is because you're doing it in a way that won't be a stick ratio for the candle to go out. So if you just throw it off in a fashion that it clearly will go out by shaking it off, then you can't do it. So it's not a stick ratio, so since you're not in a cabin to put out the fire, even if it will go out, you're not over this. The Ramah says though that it's fair to do it by a goy if you manage in such a fashion. Using a goy, if you tell a goy to shake it off, even if the cake will be a stick ratio, is permitted because there's a halacha that Meir La'akim is also only if you tell him to do direct malach. If you tell him to do something that's only a stick ratio, it is permitted. Yeah. Mr. Bruce is a chiddush that if you can't find the goy, there's a mile to take a kopa. Now we don't use katanim minors for being goyish al shabbos. The mechanic has to be shameless shabbos. In the case when we started it's mutter, it's just a chumra over there in this room to give to the katanim. Yeah. Now, if it's not a candle, but it's a lamp that has oil in it, there's no way to shake it off that it will not cause some type of Hebrew, because the oil to get moved away and his body still also. So in such a case, you don't have an ace. We said also, if you intentionally put the candle on the plate or whatever you put it on Shabbos, then it becomes the closest on top of the altar, and you're not allowed to shake off the candle or move that plate or tray even after the light went, even after the candle went off.